Kiwi News Time 6:41, and Jumanji going to probably get a little a bit of competition this weekend.
Jumanji.
At the box office, and here to talk about that and more from athomeinhollywood.com, it is our Hollywood insider, Lisa Johnson-Mandel. Happy Friday, Lisa.
Thank you. Happy Friday to you, too. I admit I'm a little more tired today because of the Critics' Choice Awards last night.
And so who did you end up sitting with?
Oh, I ended up sitting with the Stranger Things, the kids from Stranger Things.
Oh, how fun.
At that table. Yeah,
nice.
It was
were
fun.
They doing
They're
strange
good kids.
Things?
No, they were actually pretty tame.
So they've learned their table manners and so forth, right?
Indeed they have.
Okay. All right, well, what's hot and what's not this weekend?
Okay, for kids, the one that might overcome Jumanji finally at the box office is Paddington 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's an adorable children's movie. It's so cute, and it's very British, which I love. It's all about the bear. It's all pretty much all you need to know, and it stars Hugh Grant and Hugh Bonneville from Downton Abbey, and Sally Hawkins, Brendan Gleeson, Julie Walters, and Ben Whishaw as Paddington. It's very cute.
Well, I think it's funny because it is a children's movie, but some of the trailer that I've seen, I thought it was
pretty
adult. Yeah, very adult.
Well, no, it's a kind of movie that both kids and adults love, and I know this
it's like the old Flintstones.
Yeah, really. No, I saw it with kids. You know, the adult stuff's going to go right past them, so, doesn't matter. It's good for everybody. And then finally opening wide today is The Post, starring Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep in a Steven Soderbergh-produced and directed film. It's about Katharine Graham as she claims power as the first publisher of the Washington Post, and then how she dealt with the Pentagon Papers, which exposed government secrets about Vietnam, which no one under 40 will probably remember, but the rest of us, it was very significant, and it's good to be reminded of that. Tom Hanks plays Ben Bradley, her editor. And while this one is, you know, when it first came out, it was getting a lot of awards buzz, and you saw the reference to it at the Golden Globes, it's not doing so well. It was kind of, although nominated for a lot, was cut out of all the Critics' Choice Awards. So anyway, it's a good movie. It's one really worth seeing. I think it's one of the best of the year, but it's not going to be the big blockbuster that they'd hoped.
So that's the sum and substance for this weekend, huh?
Well, you also have the Commuter with Liam Neeson, and he plays an insurance salesman who's blackmailed by a mysterious stranger, played by Vera Farmiga, on the commuter train that he rides every day. And, of course, violence and explosions and, yes, train wrecks ensue.
Really?
Yeah, it's your basic Liam Neeson action thriller.
You get taken away.
That's right. you get railroaded, actually, at the box office. All right.
It's true.
So speaking of the Critics' Choice Awards, did any of your choices make it over the top?
Oh, yeah, a few of mine. Frances McDormand got Best Actress, as she did win the Golden Globe.
Sure.
Yeah, she was great. And, of course, Big Little Lies was a big winner, which I thought was just absolutely fantastic. And the other big winner was The Shape of Water. Guillermo del Toro got Best Director, and it got Best Picture,
Well, wonderful.
That looks really interesting.
Oh, I'll tell you, Monica, you are going to love it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I think you will like it a lot. Ross, not quite as much as Monica.
This is probably
I have more imagination.
Is this the prequel to The Taste of Water? I don't know.
On the rocks,
That's right. All right, Lisa Johnson-Mandel, you can follow her on her website at athomeinhollywood.com and, of course, on Facebook and Twitter. And we'll talk to you next Friday, Lisa. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks so much. KOH News Time, 6:45.